KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the 58th Annual Tournament of Champions is set to begin this morning at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and we'll have live coverage throughout the weekend here on the radio. The tournament features the top finishers from club championships around the state, along with past champions and last year's top 25 finishers. It's a three-day, 54-hole tournament played today, Saturday and Sunday, split into three different divisions. They have a championship division, a senior division, and a super senior division. There are 58 golfers playing in the championship division this year, 26 in the senior division, 12 in the super senior division. Tournament chairman Matt Mullenix said 96 total golfers have signed up to play in this year's event, and it's nice to see some familiar faces, but he says it's also great to see new participants as well, as it looks like around 30 new golfers will be participating for the first time in the field. 12 past champions will be back to compete this year as well. Had some messaging back and forth this morning with Matt after the storms overnight, and he says despite the fact that there was considerable rain around the region last night in some locations and even some minor damage with tree limbs and power outages and things like that, he said the Atlantic Golf and Country Club course in good shape this morning, no damage, and they will be teeing off as scheduled this morning. The first tee times are scheduled at 8:30 this morning with some local golfers participating there. Jeff Goody, Zach Christensen, and Jake Olson, all representing the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, will be part of that opening foursome along with Mark Riley of Hillcrest Country Club. Again, they tee off at 8:30 this morning. Keep it tuned here to KJAN. We'll have live coverage for you from the Tournament of Champions all weekend long, including our first report just after the first group tees off this morning from the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Also in golf, the opening round of the John Deere Classic in the Quad Cities will be completed this morning. Andrew Loop is 8 under par through 14 holes. He missed the cut at the Travelers last week.
14 and a half holes is not very much. 72 of them. So I'm not going to get caught up in all that. I think I got caught up a little bit last week. I'm just not going to do it this week. I'm just going to keep my head down and keep playing.
Zach Johnson finished his round at 6 under par, and with more rain in the forecast, it could be another long day.
You just got to roll with it. You know, I mean, I've had many, many days, many tournaments where I don't even touch a club, essentially, one day, you know, and the next day you feel like you play, well, 36 holes. So it's just, it's not ideal. You know, it's really not ideal for us, but it's even more so not ideal for the staff and the superintendents and grounds crew, that kind of thing. It's just, but we're used to it.
Patrick Rogers also finished at 6 under par, as did Ryan Moore yesterday. Also in golf, in the Champions Tour, Vijay Singh closed with a birdie to take a two-stroke lead through one round of the U.S. Senior Open near Columbus, Ohio. Singh opened with a 4-under 66 as he tries to win a senior major after missing the cut at the British Open and the PGA Championship. Miguel Angel Jimenez, Jeff Gallagher, Michael Allen, Gene Sowers, and Glenn Day all shot 68s. Defending champ Jeff Maggard had an opening round 70. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Chicago Cubs are another step closer to winning their first division title since 2008. Anthony Rizzo worked out a bases-loaded walk against Zach Duke with two out at the bottom of the 11th inning to give the Cubs their 10th consecutive win, 4-3 over St. Louis in a game heard last night here on KJAN. Chris Coughlin stroked a two-run single while Chicago put together a three-run sixth inning to go up 3-2, but the Cards forced extra innings on Randall Grichuk's solo home run in the seventh. Cubs starter John Lester was in line to get the win after giving up two runs and five hits over six innings. The Cubs are a Major League best 31 games over 500 at 72-41, good for a 13-game lead over the second-place Cardinals in the National League Central. The Redbirds slid a half game behind Miami in the battle for the final National League wildcard berth. Elsewhere in the majors, the Indians blew out the Angels 14-4, extending their lead in the AL Central to four games over Detroit. Baltimore's within a half game of the AL East lead after Mark Trumbo hit a grand slam and had five RBIs as the Orioles outscored the A's 9-6. In Oakland. Rockies left fielder David Dahl tied a major league record for longest hitting streak at the start of a career, 17 straight, as he went 1-for-4 with a bases loaded walk in a 12-9 win at Texas. Major League batting leader Jose Altuve went 4-for-5 with three RBIs and three runs scored as Houston rocked the Twins 15-7 in game one of a doubleheader at Minnesota. Carlos Correa ripped a three-run homer. Marwin Gonzalez was 4-for-6 for the Astros. Houston then completed the twin bill sweep as Evan Gattis hit a two-run homer and drove in four, highlighting a 10-2 pounding of the Twins. The sweep gets the Astros within 7.5 games of the AL West leading Rangers. Andrew Benintendi misplayed Jacoby Ellsbury's fly ball into a go-ahead two-run double in the eighth inning of the Yankees' 4-2 comeback win at Boston. The Yankees are just 3.5 games behind the Red Sox for the final AL wildcard berth. Rookie Braden Shipley scattered 3 hits over 7 innings as Arizona mauled the Mets 9-0 in New York to complete a 3-game sweep. The outcome dropped the defending National League champs to .500. Pirates were 4-0 winners in San Diego yesterday. Also, it was Milwaukee 11-3 over Atlanta. The St. Louis Cardinals have placed first baseman Matt Adams on the 15-day disabled list and recalled outfielder Randall Grichuk from AAA Memphis. Adams was scratched from the Cards lineup before Wednesday's game against Cincinnati with left shoulder inflammation. That DL stint is retroactive to Wednesday. Adams is hitting .249 with 12 homers and 44 RBIs in 95 games. The 24-year-old Grichuk is hitting .213 in 84 games with the Cardinals this season and played last night hitting a home run against Chicago. Cubs reliever Pedro Strop needs arthroscopic surgery on his left knee, and he'll be sidelined 4 to 6 weeks. He's been placed on the 15-day disabled list. Strop tore the meniscus while fielding a grounder in the eighth inning of Wednesday's victory over the Los Angeles Angels. The 31-year-old Strop has a .289 ERA in 50 games this season. Royals designated hitter Kendry Morales has dropped the appeal of his one-game suspension, and he'll sit out this week against the White Sox. Morales was penalized by Major League Baseball for returning to the field after being ejected August 2nd at Tampa Bay. Morales is able to play tonight when Kansas City plays at Minnesota. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals' playoff hopes took a big hit thanks to a costly hit-by-pitch. Matt Holliday was lost to a broken right thumb after he was plunked by a 94-mile-an-hour fastball in the Cardinals' 4-3 11-inning loss to the Cubs last night. Reliever Mike Montgomery hit the 7-time All-Star on a 1-1 count with two outs and nobody on in the 10th inning. An X-ray showed the fracture. Holliday declined to speculate if his season is over. He said, yeah, for sure, it's super disappointing, but it's part of the sport, unfortunately. St. Louis fell 13 games behind the Cubs in the National League Central, but they're a half game out of the final wild card spot. Cards manager Mike Matheny said after the game, we've got some young, talented players that are going to have to step up and get the job done. That's all there is to it. There's going to be some opportunity for them now. Holliday, who left for a pinch runner after being checked by the trainer, had singled and scored in the first inning. He's hitting .242 with 19 homers and 60 RBIs on the season. Well, there was no beating Simone Biles in the women's gymnastics all-around at the Rio Games. The 19-year-old American entered the event as the overwhelming favorite and was dominant in becoming the fourth straight American and fifth overall to win the all-around. Biles totaled 62.198 to finish well clear of silver medalist and American teammate Ali Raisman. The bronze went to a Russian opponent. The victory comes after Biles helped the U.S. team capture gold in the team event. Also at Rio, Michael Phelps finished a full body length ahead of the field in the 200-meter individual medley to earn his fourth gold medal of the Rio Games and 22nd overall. Phelps became the first swimmer ever to win the same event at four straight Olympics. U.S. teammate Ryan Lochte led at the midway point before finishing fifth. Ryan Murphy has completed a U.S. sweep of the men's backstroke events by taking gold in the 200. Simone Manuel of the United States and Canadian Penny Olesniak tied for the gold medal in the women's 100-meter freestyle. Kayla Harrison has become the first American to successfully defend her judo title, clinching that competition. Australia's Marcus Fraser shot an 8-under-63 to take the lead in the first Olympic golf competition since the 1904 London Games. Fraser is three shots ahead of British Open champ Henrik Stenson of Sweden and Canada's Graham DeLate. Matt Kuchar's 69 was the best score for the Americans. That's Check of Sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.